Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Speak to us today about cold and flu remedies to get you through the autumn. Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Karina Camarino, owner of the Camarino Bakery, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Karina, you're going to tell us about making our own. Now, we're going to have a cultural issue here. You're going to tell us about making biscuits and cookies. You will be saying cookies at times when you will mean biscuits, but we will forgive you and we'll muddle through this. So, look, people are going to say, oh, you can buy lovely biscuits these days, but there's something about a biscuit or a cookie fresh out of the oven, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. There's something about the process of making the biscuits, the way your house smells after you've made biscuits. And yeah, giving someone biscuits as a gift is such a lovely thing to do. Lovely thing to receive.
And it's a great thing. Kids love making biscuits as well. Into the kitchen,
So
you are saying there are actually only three types of, you're kind of a biscuitologist, obviously. You're saying there are only three types of biscuits fundamentally, am I right?
Well, this is my own theory of biscuitology. I'm a PhD in cookie biscuits.
Yeah.
So to me, I have them in categories of texture. So I have the chewy cookie. So I'm thinking of the macaroons, the amaretti biscuits. There is the dunking biscuit. So something a bit drier and can withhold being dunked in a hot liquid, like
okay.
a biscotti.
Does that require a particular kind of consistency to hold for the dunk?
Yeah. It has to be a bit drier. Yeah. To hold,
yeah.
So it absorbs the liquid from your tea and it
but
won't.
But it can't fall.
I prefer if it doesn't fall.
Absolutely, yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
And then you have, to me, your classic cookie, your chocolate chip cookie, something that's kind of crispy on the outside and maybe chewy gooey in the center. So to me, all cookies / biscuits can fall into one of those three categories of enjoyment.
Okay, very good. Okay, so we're going to start with a biscuit, the basic shortbread biscuit, right? Just so, and people can use this as a base then to throw in other stuff and that. So this is the kind of drier kind of biscuit we're talking about here now. So only a few ingredients here. It seems quite simple. What are the things we need to get right in the technique here?
You want to start with room temperature butter. So there are only 4 basic ingredients, and I've given the recipe for the most simple way, and you could zhuzh it up, but you need butter, sugar, flour, and corn flour, which breaks up the flour and allows your cookie to be not quite as dense as if it was just flour.
Okay.
You want your butter to be at room temperature so that when you beat it together with the butter, you want to get that lightness, that airiness. There are no raising agents in this recipe. There are no eggs in this recipe. So there's no other way to get air into your cookie other than to really go at that butter with, I wouldn't even go with a wooden spoon. I would go with a hand mixer, a blender, or if you have a stand mixer, and keep scraping down the bowl in between to make sure that every bit of butter is that light, airy consistency.
Okay. And in terms of the dough then, is there danger of overworking, underworking? How much working of the dough are we doing?
I do it until it's just combined, until it's just all one dough. The whole thing is one consistency. It looks like pastry. And then I press it into the base of a lined baking. You could do a baking tin or you could do the bottom of a loaf tin. So you can make these shortbread biscuits as thick fingers or a thinner biscuit in rectangles, or you can do a round and cut them into wedges.
Okay. And oven-wise, are we going slow and low or hot and fast?
We are going slow and low. We want a pale color, golden edges. And I sprinkle it with sugar when it's hot out of the oven. I also cut them before going into the oven, and then I make sure that those cuts really took once they're hot out of the oven.
Okay, and is there any trick to those kind of biscuits when you're making them? They can end up too dry and crumbly sometimes. I know they're meant to be dry and crumbly, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes then rock hard like.
Yeah, I'd say number one, this is a good recipe. So the ratio of your ingredients is really important. So give this recipe a go. Make sure that the butter, like I said, is light and
so
airy before
you start.
So
all the things you said, if we trust Karina,
trust
the biscuits will be good. Okay,
yeah.
So now the next one is chewy chocolate chip cookies. So what is the secret here? Because as you say, you want a bit of chew, maybe an almost burnty kind of edge to it, then the softer middle, all of that. So what's the secret here?
Yeah, so again, it's about the ratio. So we have chocolate chip cookies that have a bit of a snap to them. This recipe has a chewy center. Mm. And so we have soft brown sugar instead of demerara sugar or a drier or granulated sugar. There is a soft brown sugar is a little bit more wet than, say, a granulated or a caster sugar. So that moisture is going to add to the chew. And then the particular ratio of eggs that I have in there as well. So, and don't overbake them. So bake them until they're just set. Leave them cool a few minutes on your tray before moving them or going to eat them. But don't overbake them.
No. I think you're wrong there. This is an argument that often happens in my house. Would we not agree that the cookie is best when it's straight out of the oven?
Well, I'm so glad you're asking that because being a PhD, because
I do get some
cookies,
resistance. I mean, told, no, hold off. They need to rest.
Yeah? I can.
What does a biscuitologist say? Yes, please.
I say.
Settle it in my favor now. Remember where your bread is buttered, not to mix our bakery metaphors.
Well, butter is exactly the reason why you want it to rest just a few minutes. You still want it to be hot and gooey.
Okay.
But your butter is still, when it's your butter is hot, it's melty, it's more liquidy. You just want to give it a moment to like settle up a little bit. You know, it just solids up a little bit.
Okay, I'm hearing a moment. That'll
moment.
Do fine. Yeah, okay.
Open to interpretation.
Okay. Cookie dough can be hard to work with. It can be a bit sticky in that, can't it?
It can be sticky. You could flour your counter, or if you're doing a recipe where you're rolling out the dough and then you're more concerned about it being sticky, you can put down parchment paper or cling film on the counter and roll your dough in between two layers of that so that you don't have to add flour. So the more flour you add to your counter, that's being soaked up by your dough,
yeah.
And then that could result in a drier cookie. So it's much cleaner and easier. And then if you're doing a scoopy cookie, like the chocolate chip cookie, the stickiness doesn't really matter. I use an ice cream scoop, where if you squeeze it, it has its own kind of release mechanism in it. So use the ice cream scooper to scoop up the dough, use the release mechanism on the ice cream scooper, plop it on your tray.
And you're flattening it down then, no?
Because I want the center to be thicker and remain gooey. So as the butter melts in the oven temperature, it's going to naturally melts and spread until it gets to that point where the eggs make it solid. So I don't squish it.
Okay. And you have an advance on that kind of cookie where you're saying you can make a Nutella center.
You can make
because we need
core.
More chocolate and sugar in all this affair. There isn't enough sugar going on. Yeah.
Sub for peanut butter, if you prefer, or some Nutella is great, but there's also pistachio, like a pistachio version of Nutella, which is amazing. So you take a teaspoon of that and plop it on a surface that you could freeze. You freeze that little ball of what's going to be the core of your cookie. And then you have a little surprise at the end. When your cookie dough is ready, you scoop your ball and then you take your frozen ball of Nutella or whatever center you've chosen. And then you shove it into the center of that cookie dough ball. You bake it all together. And then when you split that cookie open, you have that oozy core.
So you've got a molten core reactor. I love it. Okay, so we'll put all those recipes up on our website, rt.ie/Brendan. Karina Camarino, owner of Camarino Bakery and PhD in biscuitology. Thank you very much for that.